Hello and welcome to Tax Invoice, the ATO's official podcast. Here at the ATO, we want tax and super to be as easy to understand as possible. So we've invited industry experts to sit down with ATO's senior leaders and ask them the questions. In this episode, Assistant Commissioner of Indirect Tax, Kelly Canavan, talks to Andrew Howe, Director at Greenwoods and Herbert Smith Freehills, and member of the Property Council. They discuss the GST at settlement legislative measure that will strengthen compliance with GST law in the property development sector. We hope you enjoy this episode of Tax Invoice.
Kelly, welcome and thanks for taking the time to speak to us today. Since the government announced it in the 2017-18 budget, the Australian Taxation Office has been working with industry on the design of this new GST withholding measure, which is now legislated and due to start on 1 July 2018. Kelly, why is the GST legislation changing?
Changes are being introduced to strengthen compliance with GST law in the property sector, Andrew. One of the main forms of non-compliance that we see involves developers who collect GST from their customers when they're selling new properties, and then they dissolve their businesses without remitting the GST to the ATO. This is known as phoenixing. Typically, these developers will also have claimed GST credits on the construction costs. So the changes to the law are designed to address this behaviour.
Well, it's certainly in the interest of both taxpayers and legitimate property developers to stamp out phoenixing. I should say, in this podcast, we may interchange the term developer vendor or property developer or supplier. We mean the person that's built the new residential premises and is selling them. So Kelly, how will the new law help stamp out phoenixing behaviour?
Well, Andrew, from the 1st of July 2018, purchasers will withhold an amount from the purchase price of new residential premises or subdivisions of residential land and pay the amount directly to the ATO. This payment will be made at the time of settlement to leverage off the settlement day processes.
Okay. And how will the vendors be affected by these changes?
Well, vendors, Andrew, for residential premises and subdivisions of potential residential land are required to notify purchasers in writing whether or not they need to withhold, and if so, the amount that they should withhold. So standard land contracts in each state and territory are being updated to meet these notification requirements. Alternatively, Andrew, vendors may provide notices as separate documents in advance of settlement. Vendors of new residential subdivisions do not have to provide notification, though, if the purchase is registered for GST and acquiring the property for a credible purpose.
So what does the purchaser have to do?
Well, purchasers should receive the written notification that tells them if they need to withhold GST on the sale. Unless the purchaser has reason to know the notification from the vendor's wrong, the purchaser can rely on that notice. If the purchaser does need to withhold GST, they will need to lodge two online forms with the ATO. The forms have to be lodged on or before the date of settlement and can be found on the ATO website, which is ato.gov.au. Both forms can be completed by a conveyancer or a solicitor on behalf of the purchaser as well.
So why are there two forms, Kelly?
Well, the first form notifies the ATO of the upcoming settlement, and that includes the property details, the expected settlement date, and the withholding amount. It also includes the purchaser and supplier details. So by lodging this first form, the purchaser will receive an online lodgement reference number and a payment reference number that they will need to pay the amount of GST to the ATO. The second form confirms a settlement date with the ATO, and the purchaser will lodge this form quoting the lodgement reference number and the payment reference number that was obtained when they lodged the first form. So the purchaser will then pay the GST amount directly to the ATO, and this amount will be available as a credit for the developer when they lodge their business activity statement.
And I understand purchasers will have some options to be able to pay the ATO, including e-conveyancing if available, such as the Property Exchange Australia system, known as PEXA, other electronic options such as EFT, or via a bank check made out to the Commissioner. Kelly, how will purchasers and vendors know that the ATO has received the payment?
Well, the purchaser and developer will receive email confirmation once the payment reaches their respective withholding accounts.
That makes sense. Kelly, the measure starts on 1 July 2018, not far off now. But are there any transitional provisions in place?
Yes, there are, Andrew. Contracts that are signed before the 1st of July this year, so 2018, but which settle before the 1st of July 2020 are excluded from this measure.
And we know the measure only applies to sales of new residential premises by GST registered vendors. So it doesn't apply to premises that have been leased for more than 5 years or have previously been sold. These premises are not new residential premises for GST purposes. Kelly, are there any other exceptions for this withholding measure?
Yes, Andrew, there are. Substantially renovated premises, commercial premises and business-to-business supplies of vacant residential land where the purchase is registered for GST and is acquiring that property for a credible purpose, they're excluded from the requirement to withhold.
And the withholding measure also does not apply to leases of new residential premises, such as loan lease arrangements, which are commonly used in retirement village.
Yes, that's right, Andrew.
How is the amount to be withheld calculated?
Generally, the amount the purchaser must withhold is 1/11th of the contract price. If, however, the margin scheme applies, then the amount the purchaser must withhold is 7% of the contract price. So whether it's 7% or 1/11th withholding, the amount to be withheld will be included in the notification form issued by the vendor to the purchaser.
And as we know, the margin scheme must be agreed in writing by the vendor and purchaser. So whether the withholding is 7% or 1/11th should be clear. Kelly, are there any changes to the way business activity statements will be lodged by vendors?
Andrew, there's no changes to the way that vendors lodge their business activity statements. This is effectively a withholding measure. That means that the vendor remains liable for the GST on the supply, but gets a credit for the amount that the purchaser withholds and remits to the ATO. So there's no changes to the way the GST is calculated on the supply.
So that may mean the GST liability of the vendor is not exactly the same as the withholding amount.
That's right, Andrew. The withholding amount is an approximation of the GST payable. However, vendors will still need to calculate and report the actual GST liability in their business activity statement. And they'll either make a payment or they'll get a refund of the difference between the actual GST liability and the amount that was withheld.
So vendors will reconcile the difference and purchasers don't need to worry.
That's right.
Now, Kelly, I know you and your team have been working with stakeholders on this measure, including the State and Territory Law Societies, the Australian Institute of Conveyances and the Property Council, to ensure the GST withholding operates smoothly for both vendors and purchasers. What other help is the ATO providing with these changes?
Andrew, we're really keen to work with people to provide greater certainty on what they need to do to implement these changes and how the GST is collected on property transactions. So we're developing a law companion ruling. We're also producing a guide for suppliers, property developers and purchasers. And both these guides will be made available on our website, which is ato.gov.au. We're also holding a webinar where people can ask questions. And the next webinar will be held on the 17th of May, 2018. And details of how to register are available on our ATO website.
That should be really helpful. Well, Kelly, thanks for your time today. I hope our audience has got a lot out of it, and that we've assisted in ensuring this new measure operates smoothly as planned.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Connect with us on social media and tell us what you think. Download the transcript at ato.gov.au/podcasts.